Internal Exile 3. She's living in the rough basement of a condemned house. Street level defines a world, its variations in autonomy. She's a genuine answer, designed to put you off. She's in another time, he is in another gender, the man with the briefcase, practicing dance steps on the platform. Dry watercolours dust off the stiff washing, disrupting any finer feelings he may have had. You cannot see through the hole. What began as art was repeated years later as a political act. She always wore black lipstick, tears in her eyes. Men danced in fire, did press-ups with guns. Others flew to posterity. She burnt her other self, teasing out the voyeur's disappointment, the beauties of her unbridled allegories. The writing returns to block desire. It's a world of spies and disclosures. She feels his presence in the room with her, scraped again across the grain of history. Territory, or no territory, on the shit-stained canvas of her language, her heavy green front door and its dried spattering of blood. Fulfill desire. Kill it. It was her statement, her trigger on silence. Now the writing's nearly over, the work withdraws. Is this a model of the world that does not exist, straining for a new referent? Her prejudices owe the world no apology.